By the year 2030, the Biden administration wants the nation to produce 30 gigawatts of offshore wind power. That's about as much electricity as all of New England produces now. Here in Massachusetts, we also have ambitious offshore wind targets. Building the turbines in the water is one thing. Getting the power to land and then to where it's needed in densely populated areas like Boston is a whole other challenge. WBUR's Miriam Wasser brings us a story about the growing consensus that what we need to do is extend the electrical grid into the ocean.
It all starts 30 miles offshore. Powerful winds will spin the turbines of the Mayflower Wind Project and generate electricity. That electricity will be collected at an offshore platform and then travel through undersea cables buried about 6 feet beneath the ocean floor.
And they will land here at our converter station at this Brayton facility.
That's Lawrence Mott. He's standing next to a large humming transformer at Brayton Point, the site in Somerset that was once home to New England's largest coal plant. Mott works for the offshore wind developer Mayflower Wind, and his specialty is the transmission system, which moves high-voltage electricity over long distances.
With the coal plant being decommissioned, we're taking advantage of that same infrastructure to connect the offshore wind power.
The first few offshore wind projects in the U.S. will work like this. Wind developers will essentially run an extension cord from their wind farms to an open substation on land, usually whatever's closest. This is fine for now, but very soon, there will be two big problems. First, we're going to run out of places like Brayton Point to plug into. And second, we're going to need significant onshore transmission upgrades to accept the amount of power offshore wind will produce.
All of us have had moments where we plugged in too many things to one socket in the house and we blew a fuse, right?
Eric Hines leads the Offshore Wind Energy Graduate Program at Tufts University. He says to think about transmission lines like a system of arteries, veins, and capillaries. Bigger lines can carry more power.
When you plug into the grid, you want to plug into the arteries, right? If you get a blood transfusion, you don't take it through your finger where they try to pump blood through your capillaries. You know, you really have to find the right points into the grid.
A lot of offshore wind projects are slated to plug into Cape Cod and parts of Long Island. But the grid in those areas is full of capillaries. Upgrading to arteries would cost billions of dollars, according to a report from the Brattle Group. And that's if it can even get permitted. Building new transmission infrastructure in New England is incredibly challenging. There's not a lot of open space, and people don't like to see new wires. In fact, the inability to build transmission lines has already stalled or killed several renewable energy projects in the region. Here's Hines again.
It would be ideal if we could create a system that the offshore wind farms could connect into, as opposed to every project trying to find its own landing point, its own connection into the land-based grid.
What Hines is talking about is extending the electrical grid into the ocean by building a coordinated system of offshore transmission lines that will bring power directly to Boston, New York City, and other population centers along the East Coast. If you're thinking, high-voltage power lines buried beneath the ocean floor? Know that this isn't new technology, and it's how a lot of islands get their electricity. It's also not necessarily a new idea. Google was talking about building what it called the Atlantic backbone over a decade ago. But offshore wind never took off in the U.S., and the idea fizzled. Fast forward to today, and people are talking about offshore transmission again. Peter Shattuck is one of them.
What needs to happen is the power needs to just go straight to where it's needed most.
Shattuck is the president of Anbaric, a Boston-based company that specializes in building out transmission for renewable energy. He says the so-called ocean grid could be designed in a lot of ways. You could have one central backbone running from Maine to Florida that all the projects plug into. Or you could build something that's more decentralized.
So you might have lines coming from, say, Connecticut to the wind energy areas, from Boston to the wind energy areas, and maybe a few of these other coastal power plants, and then they're connected offshore.
Whatever the ultimate design, an offshore transmission grid has a lot of benefits. Cost and efficiency, for instance. Several studies have found that building this system will actually be cheaper and probably faster than trying to upgrade the onshore infrastructure. And, Shattuck says, connecting all of the wind farms offshore would be good for grid reliability.
If any one of the lines goes down, you still have all the other ones.
A coordinated offshore grid means fewer cables in the water, and it means designated corridors for those that do exist. Two things fishermen and many environmental advocates say they prefer. If this all sounds too good to be true, well, Here's Eric Hines from Tufts again.
Who's going to build the backbone? How's it going to get paid for? How is it constructed?
There are a lot of big questions to be answered. The Departments of Energy and Interior are looking at what the Europeans are doing with offshore transmission and how it could be applied here. And some East Coast states are also tackling this head on. New Jersey is the farthest ahead. It's looking into building an offshore transmission grid. New York is requiring that all new wind projects use compatible cable technology. And New England state leaders have said they're interested in using federal infrastructure dollars to build offshore transmission for the region. Back at Brayton Point, Lawrence Mott, the transmission expert for Mayflower Wind, says he's optimistic about all of this.
The major benefit of building offshore is that it's new, it's fresh. You can start with a clean slate on how you want to design it, and you can use the latest technology.
Several other wind developers in the region also say they don't oppose the idea of a coordinated offshore transmission system, but they're not banking on it coming together anytime soon. They're on the line to deliver a lot of power by a specific date, and so for the time being, they're planning to run extension cords to the Brayton Points of the world. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.